Hey Ralph, how's it going? We're here at WCI 2023 Woo-hoo! Live. Oh my gosh.
I can't believe we're here because it just seemed like we were just in March the other day, but another WCI. Here we go.
Here we go. And man, we have a special treat today. Some of my friends from California are here. We have Mr. Dwayne Johnson, Vice President, Partner Relations of Institutes of Health. And we've got Dr. Tomer Enbar. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
You know, I have to say that it's a privilege to be part of this because I'm usually on the other side. I'm shining the spotlight and creating a platform to really promote others. So to be part of today and to be the one that's being spotlighted, it's an honor. I'm not used to it.
How does it feel?
It feels great. So yeah, we are a little sleep deprived. we're having a hurricane. Everything's reversed.
So yeah, people, what reversed. Is going on? There's a hurricane in California. What?
Right. So so there's a hurricane that may or may not touch down.
Yeah.
In San Diego, we're in Florida, which is the hurricane.
Normally, we're having this conversation about here at this conference. Ralph and I have had many situations where we're dodging hurricanes while we're here at this conference, so it's really kind of funny.
It's so true.
It is an honor. WCI, we've heard a lot about it for years, but just to see, and I know we're just in the very beginning stages, to see.
Yeah, the conference hasn't even started yet.
This is an extravaganza like I've never seen in my entire life. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'd add to it that even though it hasn't started, we've been here for, what, 2 days? Yeah, a day, yeah. I guess?
Got here Friday. You got here Friday night.
Uh-huh. But already we've met such extraordinary people. It's the connecting has been extraordinary.
Yeah.
Sharing experiences, ideas. It's quite an experience.
Well, thank you for being here, both of you. I know it's a long trip and coming in extra days early. And the reason you came early is because... I've said this before, you people are going to get tired of hearing me say this, but I am on the committee, the Spirit to Serve committee for the Give Kids the World Village fundraiser and service day event. And so Dwayne volunteered with us for that service day. And so that gets we start very early in the morning. Poor guy. He gets here in the afternoon, big thunderstorm, not hurricanes, but thunderstorms happening. And then has to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to go volunteer.
But yesterday, it made this day so special because I shared this on LinkedIn. I've always wanted to work at an amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
And I was able to be a train conductor. I got to say choo-choo for most of the morning.
How fun was that?
It was an opportunity to see what this cause, who this affects, and how it changes lives. Truly amazing. We're so excited. We were excited to be part of last night's gala. And I'm amazed, Yvonne, on what you can put together with the sponsorship committee. I have a little bit of experience putting on events and the undertaking and the amount of money. And I hear that you have reached the 10-year goal of surpassing $1 million.
That's right. That's right. Last night was a very momentous occasion. So thank you both again for being here. Thank you for supporting. We had a sponsorship table. We had a sponsored table. So we had a lot of folks here that came because of you all. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be a part of it.
So that's why you came in early, because I asked you. So thank you. A lot of folks that know me say, like, when Yvonne asks, we just do. We don't even ask why. We just do it. So thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. It is one of my passions. So beyond that, though, we're here connecting. And so you guys, I asked you to come out and get to know the conference and all its moving parts, which there are many. But what is your main goal here? Like, what are your main, the main things you're striving to achieve while you're here?
Well, I'm in the room with our CEO, so I don't know if I speak now or...
No, go for it. Go for it. Absolutely.
You know, we have...
I love listening to you.
We have some excitement building at Institutes of Health, and we are moving forward in our expansion as we grow throughout the state of California. And beyond California, we're strategically looking where would be that next state.
Mm-hmm.
Where could we plant an IOH program, a clinic? And Florida is something that is on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at other states. But this conference specifically is bringing in so many stakeholders from all over the country that, like you said, it's creating some very rich conversations and giving us the intel that we need to really make an informed decision on, which is a big, big step, right, in our company history of where we go next.
Absolutely, because we have a very specific mission, and that is we're focused on the epidemics in workers' compensation. So when I say epidemics, I'm speaking about chronic pain. Nationally, over 100 million people suffer from chronic pain. So it is the number one cost driver in work comp. Then brain injuries, which we refer to as the hidden epidemic, because in so many cases, in the majority of cases, brain injuries aren't detected, yet they devastate people's lives and interfere with treatment in other areas. And so both these things lead to disability. And then the third area is we specialize in the treatment of first responders, fire and rescue and law enforcement. And we see that so many of them are being devastated in the line of duty. More people, more first responders, police, fire, die from suicide than injuries in the line of duty. And the reason we're focused on that is these epidemics are man-made. They're man-made, and when we speak about the work comp community, they're man-made there. So it means that they are reversible.
So wait. I'm going to interrupt you. Let's take a step back a second. Yeah. Again, I know we're going to talk more about this in the future, but what do you mean they're man-made?
When somebody is injured,
yes,
right, it's not a developmental issue we're talking about. There is an incident or an accumulation of events that leads to the trauma. Now, in the case of chronic pain, there is a constellation of characteristics on how somebody is going to respond to an injury. So in the case of pain, if they don't get better within 90 days or 120 days, that acute phase turns into a chronic phase, and it requires a completely different type of treatment than acute treatment or just the biomedical side of things. Now, if we don't understand that and we're not addressing things as they should be addressed, we are creating that chronic condition.
I see.
That's why it's man-made, because if we intervene early with the appropriate treatment, which is another discussion, what is the appropriate treatment, how do you identify that, we're able to prevent that that condition, whether it's a brain, chronic brain injury, symptoms from that, or chronic pain or PTSD. That's what I mean by man-made. We can reverse these once they occur, and we could prevent them.
Wow. So I'm definitely going to want to deconstruct that a little bit more. But since we're doing a short episode right now, we will move on. And Ralph, why don't you jump in here?
So, first time out to WCI for both of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't been to Florida in a very long time, by the way, so this whole experience is pretty new to me.
First time out in this area, the Orlando area as well?
I came to a comp conference in Orlando maybe a year or two ago. I don't remember which it was, because we attend quite a number of them. Certainly nowhere the number the two of you attend, but yeah.
So while here, I mean, you probably have seen already the program that's published, you know, the 30-something different, you know, programs, different, you know, components, every sector of the industry.
Encyclopedic?
It really is, right?
It's
so
extraordinary.
What are you excited about attending, you know, maybe sitting in, you know, what are you thinking you're going to really enjoy hearing?
There's so many phenomenal presentations. One I'm looking forward to, I mean, there's just so many, but the return to work one looks fascinating.
Tuesday morning. And that's a world that, you know, I came from before. I wear the specialty lens now, working with Institutes of Health. And I believe that's an all morning long session with this incredible occupational health group down in Southern Florida. So very looking forward to that. Looking forward to listening to the employer's perspective and what they have to say here, which is really going to help us in our mission to fact find and see to really see where the next location is for Institutes of Health.
Maxine Topper heads that Return to Work program. I've spoken at the program. She does a phenomenal job of bringing, you know, all folks from all walks of life, small, medium, and large employers and carriers and TPAs and vocational rehab. I mean, all of it, right, put together very nicely. The program is always excellent and always well attended. And what I enjoy most about her programming is she gets folks to talk, right, to engage, to go back and forth, to really explore. So you guys are in it. You're in it for a treat. It's you'll enjoy it. It really is.
I love to hear that because that's what it's all about. It's the connecting. It's the connections among people.
Well, we just came up from downstairs and we hear that it's a slight roar. But what I've been told is that later tonight you can't hear the person next to you. But that's the beauty of it. That's where business is made. That's where relationships and this whole arena, the whole business is built on relationships. It's all about relationships.
That's right. That's right.
It really is. I mean, and you guys are already starting to discover it, right? At one point, this was a small conference of 500 folks, generally Florida folks. You know, it's now over 10,000 folks that, you know, roam around here over the week. And it's all been built in this supposition, right, that we all want to hear from each other, that we all want to exchange ideas and say, hey, what are you doing in your neck of the woods? Hey, what, you know, that's not the line of work I do. What are you doing? So we've added programming on just about every component of workers' comp and then some. Always reaching out, right, to whatever we think, what have we brought? You know, we got a live surgery. We have
Amazing.
A live district court of appeal case.
Yep.
I mean, it's all here, right? I've called it over time the greatest show on earth because it just feels that way, you know?
It really is a lot. The moot court, did you mention moot court?
Moot court.
Moot court's happening today, right?
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
It's just so much goes on because, Yvonne, I know that you really spearhead the Comp Lottie conference. You put a lot of effort into that. Mm-hmm. And there's a conference in San Diego that I've spearheaded called Elevate. I know how much time and effort it takes to put on, which really, and when you compare it to this, it's a lunch and learn. It's a fraction of what this is, but... how much time and how many months? So I'm also interested in trying to get a look behind the scenes, the fabric of makes this thing happen.
We could talk on a whole episode about that because I've been involved for a number of years. He's been involved more years than me, and like the Give Kids a World thing, the vast majority of this conference happens through volunteering.
It is.
Most everybody does this because they volunteer their time and their energy to make a program or a specific track what it is today. And it's really amazing to sit back and look at that. And, you know, for us that have seen it over the years, it's really an accomplishment.
So we're going to pull you in.
Yep.
I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, the success model that I always look at with events is, is it educational? Is it entertaining? Because if you provide those two elements, it's going to be electric.
Absolutely,
it's
right.
It's going to be electric. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
I'm looking forward to it because I know the energy that you're talking about. Like it's off the chart. Like I'm hoping we can bring that here. Because, you know, this tends to be a little...
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to mention an idea that I've had for a while that you've laughed at me. But
breaking
I know
news.
I know he's going to love it. But one of the suggestions I have for this conference is I want to do a show. I want to do an actual live production show. And we're going to call it Workers' Compensation's Got Talent.
I love it.
And we're going to do... everything. We're going to bring singers and we know we have him. Your son's one of them. He's a rock and roller. He has a band and we've got so many people that sing and we have organists and actors and Doug Clark's an actor.
I know he is. Yeah.
So can you not, wouldn't that be an amazing.
Listen, our work comp industry has some extraordinary talent. And even this past year at Elevate, we had a karaoke for a cause. I can't believe how many singers we had in just that room. So the talent factor, off the charts.
And so that's part of what we've been talking about all year long. Actually, since we started the podcast, is this idea of the comp industry doesn't brand itself well.
Yeah.
We just have sucked at that piece of it, right? Just absolutely sucked. And so what we want, our whole message in this podcast is that we want folks to know it doesn't matter what your background is, it doesn't matter what you studied, we'll find a spot for you in this industry, and we need you in this industry. So that's my whole mindset behind Workers' Compensation's Got Talent, is I want folks to say, not only do we have so many different ways to bring people in, but we have fun. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of us that do. We make our work fun. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy what we do.
You a few episodes back, you interviewed Paula, and the whole theme of it was bringing sexy back. we need to do two things all the time. We need to be disruptive, and we need to reach our younger generation and show them that this industry is sexy. I love what we do. Absolutely love. And I get paid to do this. Absolutely.
Isn't it amazing? Awesome. Yes. Well, we're going to wrap now. It's been so much fun to talk to you both. Dwayne, Dr. Anbar, thank you so much for being with us. And we've still got a lot to accomplish this week, but thanks for being part of our live Deconstructing Comp Live at WCI 2023.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, like we always say,
hasta luego.
Hasta luego.